Meet Dr. Howard, the formulator of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
We all know that what we eat affects every aspect of our health, including our immune system, our circulatory system. It doesn't matter what. That's why I scientifically formulated Balance of Nature. There's hundreds of thousands of chemicals in every fruit and vegetable that are naturally there. And many of those chemicals attribute to the plant's immune system. And what's awesome about it is we get that chemistry in our own immune system. That nutrition that we need is damaged by heat, air, and light. So our processes are done under vacuum, in dark, and cold. And by doing that, we preserve that fresh, whole fruit and vegetable nutrition when you take Balance of Nature. It's all there, just as Mother Nature intended.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code KATE.
Government is corrupt. To fix this, politicians would like to grow its size and control. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
I pray you watch over the young men like Jack Gagan that I lead into battle. You use me as your instrument in this awful hell of war to watch over them. Especially if there are men like this one beside me deserving of a future in your blessing and goodwill. Amen. Oh, yes, and one more thing, dear Lord, about our enemies. Ignore their heathen prayers and help us blow those little bastards straight to hell. Amen again.
Hi there. Welcome. Kate Daly Show. That was from We Were Soldiers. Mel Gibson, a familiar voice. Welcome to the show. And we hope to cover a lot of ground today. And not only, you know, it's not going to be jump off a cliff. It's more analyzing kind of where we're at, where we go. How do we reconfigure, change tactics, and deal with what we've just been dealt with, the biggest theft that we've ever seen in this country before. And so I have Uncle Milty with me. Hi, sir.
Hi.
And I have Chris Ann Hall, our constitutional expert and attorney. And we were talking earlier about just where we land right now. And I'd love to get your thoughts and feelings today.
You know, Kate, it's always a pleasure to be with you.
Us too.
I love you guys. And I so appreciate the encouragement that you give me by, you know, allowing me to be here. So,
well, thank you.
I don't usually do that, but I just wanted to take a few seconds to say thank you. Aww. About that.
Well, we love having you.
Yes,
kidding?
We do.
You're just a huge gem to the show. And so I would just love to get your take. You know, a lot of people are feeling a lot of feelings. And the hardest thing for me is to see people cheer their own enslavement. That's probably been the hardest thing, because I think, my gosh, my fellow countrymen, what happened to them? I don't know. Our stupidity, I don't know what it is, but we're cheering it on. We're cheering it. And I heard Biden's words today. We have to heal as a nation. And that's translated into, we hope you forget that we just fraudulently took over your country. So I'm wondering what you're thinking right now, what you're feeling.
You know, that what we need to do is to finally get over this abusive obsession and love affair that Americans have with the federal government.
Yep.
It's time. It is really time to stop paying attention. They speak healing, they speak peace, but their words are words of war. And we don't need that. That's not healthy for America. The contradiction and the hypocrisy is not healthy for Americans. And being subject to such caustic environment all the time is not healthy. And that doesn't matter. I mean, doesn't matter if it comes from the Republican side or the Democrat side. The caustic nature of how our federal government operates is not healthy. And I'm hoping that a large number of people at this point will see what we've been teaching now for 11 years,
mm-hmm.
that the federal government is not your friend. They're not your savior. They're not here to rescue you.
Right.
They're not here to make your life better. They're not here to do anything to help you. They're there to make money.
Right.
They're there for power. They're there to take what you have without your permission. And it's time for us to get really focused on the real solutions, the right now solutions, And I want to say that again, because I hear so many people say, so what's the solution, Christine? You know, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, okay, here's the solution. Everybody ready? Mark this down. Solution. S-O-L-U-T-I-O-N. Solution. You must get involved at the state and local level and make changes. You have to educate yourself on how government's supposed to work. Educate yourself on the principles of proper governance. And then educate others around you in your immediate environment, not in Washington, D.C., not in some other state, in your county. You need to educate, you need to organize, and then you need to activate. Those are the three things we need to be focused on at the state and local level. That is, Kate, the winning formula.
Okay, Milton.
Winning, and
yeah,
I mean winning. And it doesn't matter if the elections are corrupt. Let me explain this to you.
Mm-hmm.
Because people are like, well, if the elections are stolen, even at the state level, what power do I have?
Right.
Every election, Kate, is a 50-50 gambit. Every election at the end is a 50-50 gambit because we're stuck in a duopoly system, right? One party or the other. So at any given election, someone is going to be elected that you don't want, that you didn't choose. That's not your permission to throw your sucker in the dirt and go home. That is your charge to get even more active in government to make sure that person that you didn't choose operates constitutionally and based on private property principles.
And let's remember that local and state elections happen much more frequently than the federal positions that need to be changed.
Yeah.
So we can accomplish things quicker locally.
Yeah, and impact more of our day-to-day life. If everybody looks back at last year, what hurt them the most? Their governor. Their governor, their mayors, their the county commissioners, the ones that are all bought into the vaccine. Yeah, I mean, the secretaries of state. So we have the biggest problem locally. So, you know, and statewide. Yeah. And even with Biden doing his or wanting to do his 100 days of masking, he's such an idiot. And so he calls it a challenge because he can't call it a law. And so there's not a whole lot he can do. That's why you're exactly right. It's like focus, focus, focus and change tactics. We have been doing way too much to increase the power of the Republican Party. The Republican Party put all those people and into that day of that electorate. And you got to see how exactly who they were the day of the electorate. Counting, you got to see exactly who they were. We can't ignore that.
Right.
So that's who the Republican Party also put into place and the Democrat Party. So we've got to change tactics, right?
Yeah, and it is time to not retreat.
Yeah.
It's not time to quit. It's not time to say, oh, well, this doesn't work. I'm not doing this anymore.
Right.
It's time to say, I'm going to change, like you said, change my perspective. I'm going to change my tactic. I'm going to work where I'm going to be most efficient, most successful, and that's at home and that's local.
Yeah.
If you have a local government that is dedicated, educated and dedicated to constitutionally based principles, to upholding the Constitution of your state and the Constitution of the United States, it really doesn't matter what the federal government is trying to mandate on your county, mandate on you personally, because a constitutionally educated, constitutionally devoted local government knows that it's the job of the sheriff, the job of the county commissioner, the job of everyone in government to protect and defend your private property rights, whether it be your right to freedom of speech or your right to your property physical.
Amen.
I want to say this real quick, because for people out there who feel they just don't have the knowledge to get involved, there's a really good book out there called Sovereign Duty by Chris Ann Hall that will get you up to speed pretty quick.
Thank you. Thank you very much. You know, and we do have our online training at libertyfirstuniversity.com. If you're not a reader, you can stream videos online at your own pace.
Education makes all the difference.
30 minutes at a time or 2 minutes at a time, however it works for you.
Well, education makes all the difference. Tell us about the documentary and how people can help you. Because this is where you put your money. Take your money out of the stupid parties and put your money into things that educate us, please. Tell us about the documentary.
So, the movie is noncompliant, with a T, noncompliantmovie.com. and we're in the very end stages, so we should be seeing the final product very, very soon. Mm-hmm. But if you go to noncompliantmovie.com, you'll see a trailer, and you'll be able to sign up, and we'll notice you when the movie is when the documentary is available, and where to find it. And there's also a way that you can help us support the documentary and future documentaries. We really want this to be a first in the series. So we have a great videography team, and they are dedicated to helping us make this happen because they believe in the education that we're giving. And so they're actually putting their work up front, expecting that other people will believe in it too. And your financial support now helps us not only pay for this film, but to pay for more in the future.
Amen.
I love it. I love it. This has been, I know people are trying to find, you know, any way they can feel okay. Because when he started out today, I mean, it was, oh my gosh, it was putting us back into the Paris climate. It was signing all these things. It was gutting everything. It was stopping the wall. It was all these things going down. And what do you think when good Christians are supporting him, supporting the slaughtering of babies, supporting the end of free speech in favor of liked speech, and they're actually applauding this? And I said to a local hour and to Uncle Milty that our founding fathers are not rolling in their graves. They want to strangle us for what we're doing to their legacy. I can't even understand why we're doing this. But what do you think when conservative Christians are behind Biden? Is that as baffling to you as it is to me? It's against everything God wants.
Yeah, here's the thing. I don't know if I'm going to make people angry at me or not. And at this point, I really believe that God is, you know, sifting the chaff from the wheat. So if you're angry by what I say, then good. You probably need to be angered in this way. Mm-hmm. But I don't think a good Christian supports abortion. I don't think a good Christian supports the loss of freedom of speech. I don't think a good Christian supports government stealing for some to give to others. I don't think a good Christian supports any kind of theft of property by government or violation of constitutional principles. As a matter of fact, I don't even think a Christian supports those things. What I think is that these people are Christian in name only, and they don't really understand what it means to be a Christian. So I know that sounds really harsh,
no,
but I'm not going to apologize because you asked me how I feel, and that's how I feel, and I believe that I'm biblically supported in that as well.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of us that agree with that.
Yeah, and I'm baffled. I everything this person stands for, and he's public about it. It's not like he's hiding it, and I just think he's going to do those things. They're actually out there saying they're going to do those things, and they're proud of it. And then the conservative Christians, there are so many of them going, oh, yay, I just hope we get our country back. I'm going, our country back? You'll never see it again. It's gone, mister. It's amazing to me. It's like the last shreds
Samuel
of our
Adams,
country.
Samuel had said, no people will tamely surrender their liberties nor be easily subdued when knowledge is diffused and virtue is preserved. He said, on the contrary, when the people become universally ignorant and debauched in their manners, they will sink underneath their own weight without the aid of foreign invaders. That's what we're dealing with. We're dealing with the sinking of American culture, the sinking of American principles, and the sinking of debauchery into lawlessness.
Mm-hmm.
Justifying your actions by your own standards.
Jeez.
Rather than by the standards of the Constitution or morality.
Thank you, Chris Ann Hall. Go to chrisannhall.com. Support the documentary. What's the web address?
Noncompliantmovie.com.
Thank you. Noncompliantmovie.com. Thank you, Chris Ann.
Thank you. God bless.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Knock the hell out of you. And if you keep messing around, I'm going to. So if you're looking for trouble, tell you what you do. Come over and get the shit.
Okay. Hi. Welcome back to the show. And just making sure that that
it turns off when
that
it,
the lyrics are. I just it even said the radio version. So anyway, okay.
Well, maybe it was a different country's radio.
Maybe, I guess. Anyway, welcome back to the show. Appreciate you listening in, and grateful for you. And of course, Balance of Nature, make sure and get over there, because there's a reason I tell everybody about it, and it is, it's all the antioxidants in it, it's all the minerals, it's all the vitamins, it comes with a drink, it's amazing, it's 31 vegetables and fruits, and it really is, it's really that good. So make sure that you're getting over to Balance of Nature and taking it every day, and you can even double up on it. I know people that double up on it because they just, their immune systems might not be as great, and it really helps them out. And I have a friend that's been on it for over 20 years now, and he's never sick. He's just never sick, ever. So, and that's why I actually started researching it, is because of a friend of mine that just, my gosh, what an amazing product. So balanceofnature.com, and put in my name, Kate, K-A-T-E, and you actually can get that code of getting 35% off, Kate, K-A-T-E, and get free shipping as well. Okay, so I welcome you back, and I thank Chris Ann Hall for coming on, and I think she was right. I don't think you can be a good Christian and support somebody with the lack of character and the goals of somebody like Biden, Kamala. I don't know how people remedy that in their mind. I'm not quite sure, but I wanted to say this because I said this in a local hour, and I felt like it was important for people to understand and hear about this. But look, we're in a situation now where we have people that are blatantly telling you, vowing publicly to make sure that we can keep slaughtering babies until the day they were born, print more endless money, take your liberty in the name of safety, steal away your ability and right to defend you and your family through the ending of the Second Amendment, even though they just had made 25,000 troops defend them. What hypocrisy. They want you to believe that we are a racist, hateful nation, despite the fact that we are the biggest melting pot in the world. They want to remove every single statue they can of our history and legacies. They want to convince you that there are more than two genders. This is how insane they are. They admire publicly communist leaders backed by the Communist Party themselves. They have committed treason with China. Treason. Who was the Chinese guy standing behind him that kept following around and running behind him the whole time? Okay. Will increase socialized health care and want universal payments to drag us into poverty. They support propaganda, agenda-driven education. They want you to make sure to get mandatory vaccines. They want to make them mandatory. They want to close your small business. They desire to literally end free speech in favor of like speech. They want to literally have no borders in our country and end our country's sovereignty. They want to end capitalism. They want to increase spying and tracking. They support and benefit from having a bought and sold media to prop them up and cover for them. And they have a track record as senators of doing this. And we still don't believe them?
Mm-hmm. They want to do away with crime by making anything legal.
And then, of course, your free speech illegal.
Yes.
They want you to heal today. What are you healing from? They want you to become numb and heal from the fraud that just took place when they stole our country. And the thing is they didn't just steal the country through the presidency. They've been stealing it all along in their legislation for decades, for 10 decades. They just want you to not recognize that anymore. And they want you to be unified in propaganda. Or they will end you. And there are people out there that are applauding their own enslavement. What? Like I said before in the last segment, the founding fathers are not only rolling in their graves, they would like to come out and strangle each and every one of us for letting this happen. And I know you say to me, we didn't let it happen. We went out and voted and they stole it. I know. But we got it to the point where they could steal it.
Yep.
And that's the truth. And if you're a conservative Christian, I don't know how you can support the enslavement of your own person, of your families. I'm not sure. I don't even know what to say to people anymore that would support these people, these lunatics. She wore purple yesterday. Purple is their color of their color revolution to take down our country. She didn't even care that she was wearing that color. That is their honest to heaven. That's their color of their revolution to shatter our Constitution. And there are people out there applauding. If you just took the slaughtering of babies until the day they're born, kicking in the stomach 9 months, and you can sit there with a straight face as a person that believes in God and say that that person is right for encouraging the masses and making way for them to do this daily, how do you look yourself in the mirror? I don't understand. Please explain to me. Any one of those things I listed would be enough to see the shocking character of these people, the lack of character, but we are applauding our own enslavement. You just can't get stupidity like that. I mean, oh my gosh, so what is making that happen? Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
We have a political elite. Mm-hmm. And what that political elite has done in the last 40 years is shown us in more and more concrete terms how corrupt they are.
Yeah.
And they've done it to our very faces, and they say, now let us heal. And by healing, what they mean is you need to get on your knees where we want you to be,
right,
and accept us as your Lord and Master.
Right.
And those who are truly Christian will never do that,
mm-hmm.
but many will.
Right.
And that's why we have the problem we have, is that we're not standing up, and a lot of people will never stand up, but a lot of other people won't stand up until they're all the way on their bellies.
Yep, yep.
And if we don't, we're in deeper guano than we think. And
I know.
I know how deep the guano is. I've seen it. I've seen it for 40 years,
yep.
And it just gets more and more blatant.
That's so
I
true.
I mean, Joe himself said how corrupt his political campaign was.
Yes,
we
yes.
heard him. We heard him bragging about blackmailing Ukrainian diplomats in order to get his son not looked at. I mean, how much more blatant? Look at Kamala. Kamala said, this is a movement. They're not going to stop. They're not going to stop. And they shouldn't.
Jeez.
How much more blatant can you get? How much more unconstitutional, ungodly,
mm-hmm.
how much deeper can you sink
yeah.
before people realize that if we do not stand up now, if we do not take our rights back, we will be slaves.
Thank you. Amen. Amen. Let's take another phone call. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kate.
Hi,
hey, love the show.
Thanks.
Love Chris Ann Hall. She's
thanks.
Great.
Isn't she?
I've been trying to get in touch with you since last week when she came on.
Ah, okay.
To tell you this one thing. All of our problems in this country go back to one issue.
Mm-hmm.
And that is money.
Yeah.
So the money goes to the top, it trickles down. It should be the other way around. It should come from the bottom. It should go to our counties and our states. Whoever has the money makes the rules. It's simple.
Amen.
But the solution is simple, but implementing it is difficult because we're already in a place where the money goes to the top. So how do you get it back? How do we get our money back in our counties, back in our states, so that we have control of what it's spent on? Because whatever it's spent on, that's going to be the agenda, you know?
Oh,
and
you're
right.
Right
now,
mm-hmm. yeah.
the few at the top are controlling all of it.
You're so right. And when they made metropolitan cities, the whole reason was to bypass the state mechanism of the trickle and go straight to Fed money directly. And that has hurt us. And that was part of Agenda 2130. So, yes, amen to everything you just said. Thank you, sir. I really appreciate you. Yes. Amen. What can I say? Truth.
You know, the caller before said something, and it reminded me. Last week I heard this talk, and what this person said was, you know, we often fear this thing called the mark of the beast. He said the mark of the beast is not a literal mark. It's not money. It's not a literal thing. The mark of the beast is simply turning away from Christ's light into the darkness. It's just that simple.
Yeah, interesting. It's interesting. Somebody sent that to me and talked about the vaccine being the mark of the beast. And it's true that luciferase is the substance that lights up when you that they have planned for us, because they're going to make it look like the vaccine is going to fail in the form of shots, and they have to do it in the way of the tattoo that goes into the skin with the luciferase, because they call that light. Yeah, they call Satan light. Anyway, luciferase. And so that's the substance. Well, people think that's the mark of the beast. And the only thing I have to say about that, honestly, if we were even talking off the air, I'd say, well, the way that it talks about that in the scriptures, you would have to know the decision you were making. And there's a lot of people fooled into thinking the vaccine is a vaccine right now, and it's not. It's gene therapy. So if you were going to take that upon yourself, you would have to have the knowing of it too. So that would end up having to be something that is very, well, you would know if you were making that decision or not. I don't think you'd be conned into it, because there's accountability that goes along with that decision.
Well, that's why this person said that it's just a metaphor for turning away from Christ, because you know you're doing that.
Yeah, that's true. That's hey, who knows? You know, I mean, honestly, I think we've been so wired into thinking of it only in one way that maybe we ought to be open to kind of thinking, because haven't things surprised you in the way they've been done, right?
Yep.
And there's always the twists and turns. And so I don't know that we wouldn't. I think anytime I expect something to happen a certain way, it's going to be different. So that's why I think I'm kind of open to what other context that has. But I do know that if you're going to do something that drastic, you would know it. You would knowingly have to walk into that decision, I think, to have the accountability of that decision on you. So it has to be something very knowing that they can't. It's not just a trick. This vaccine's a trick. This vaccine is not a vaccine. There's no COVID in it. And we've read from the fact sheet. See, there's no insert. The insert got bypassed because the emergency state meant that they don't have to put the insert in. They only have to supply you with a fact sheet. But the fact sheet itself said there's no COVID in it, and it doesn't prevent COVID. So there's that. And you can get those right online at FDA.org. I think it's FDA.org, right? Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
I feel all right. That's about to go wrong. I got a shiver down to the bone. I feel a seeing coming on. I got a buzz in my brain. Drunk on a love going down like champagne. I got a feeling gonna leave a lipstick stain, and I'll be the only one.
Hi there, welcome back, Kate Daly Show. Of course you can call up. I know you were thinking about it, right? Even if you haven't before, it's really not that scary. We're not scary, are we?
No, you are. I'm not scary.
Sometimes people mistake my assertiveness for being scary, but I'm truly not scary. And actually, when people call up, they're actually pleasantly surprised that it's not a bad experience for them. In fact, the number is 888-673-1450, 888-673-1450. I actually would like to share this with you, because of all the stuff going on. Well, before I do though, I just have to say this. I'm sorry. When I saw this, I thought this was The Onion, but it wasn't. It wasn't The Onion. It wasn't a comedian site. Factory workers in France have labeled social distancing dog collars. The country's making them wear dog collars. Essity, a Swedish manufacturer of tissue paper and baby diapers and feminine care products located in France, is being accused of treating their employees like dogs because the company requires its workers to wear a special distancing device that emits a loud sound if they're too close together.
Yeah, it's actually not just a dog collar. It's the kind of collars you can buy that puts a fake fence around the area so that if you cross the line, the dog gets shocked. Well, they've just done the same thing, only it sends a noise out.
Yep.
Too close, too close.
What kind of noise?
Too close, too close.
Not
it
barking?
It actually says it in a voice.
I think it should bark.
No, yeah, no. I think I did read that it did bark. Too close.
I'm sorry. Amazon is reporting that they're experimenting with this technology in their warehouses in Hitachi. Hitachi still around, has developed similar technology. China is already linking coronavirus rules to its social credit score system. So the idea that they could be publicly shamed. I'm sorry. This can't be real.
It is real.
They're putting a dog collar on these people?
And it's actually got another feature that they're not talking about. Not only does it help keep social distancing for COVID, it also prevents workplace romance.
Well, if everyone's barking, I bet it was. You've got to be kidding me. So, yeah, they said the system's comparable to the ones that try to dissuade dogs from barking.
Uh-huh.
Well, yeah, that's what it is. And so they said that the workers are really upset because the device emits a noise and lights up if the workers get too close, closer than 2 meters together. And they've been slammed by the workers' union for infantilizing employees.
Infantilizing. That's a good word. That's about what it is.
I'm sorry to laugh. I just did not think this was real.
You thought it was a joke?
Yeah. I just can't imagine somebody actually saying, can I please work at this place where I have to wear a dog collar? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Apparently you missed the article by Babylon Bee that said we're no longer doing stories because reality is even better.
We've removed our sign. We can't even come up with stuff as good as the regular news does. The device is being manufactured by a company called FiData, which also, I'm sorry, Amazon would like to do this too.
FiData?
Yeah.
Shouldn't it be Fido Data?
Fido Data? Yes. I'm sorry. You guys, we're in such a lunatic world right now.
And it is the whole world.
But I know. And, you know, I was thinking about this earlier. Why is Russia making their own shot? Because Israel's going after the Pfizer shot, right? The gene therapy shot. U.S. is.
Mm-hmm.
U.S. and Israel are. But Russia went,
not
no,
so fast.
I have a feeling they're giving out B12. You're not going to see any side effects come out of Russia. You just mark my words. They went, no thanks. We're going to treat our citizens probably a little better over there than giving them and tricking them into a gene therapy shot. I'm going to gather. Okay, I want, I'm sorry. I want you to listen to this. This is the doctor in North Dakota that was interviewed. Listen to what he had to say. And this was during the lockdown in 2019. Listen to his words. Here you go. He's actually being interviewed on Channel 4. Here we go. Oh, whoops. I'm really sorry about that. I just have to, yeah, I know. It's one of those days. I don't even know what to say anymore. Okay, here we go.
Speaking of Minnesota, a doctor and state senator from Minnesota, Scott Jensen, joins us tonight on the 702 communication line to talk about an interesting piece you put in the Star Tribune recently as well. So I don't know if you like Dr. Jensen, Senator Jensen, but thank you.
by the way, he's the show that's doing this is in North Dakota. Sorry about that. The Doctors Minnesota. Here we go.
Also, I don't know if you like Dr. Jensen, Senator Jensen, but thank you so much for joining us tonight, sir. And let's start with this. You and I communicated briefly yesterday via email, shortly on the phone. Have you yet seen the information that's going into these U of M models that the governor is using to make these decisions?
No, we have not. We have asked for those, and we were told by the governor's office that we would receive the data tonight. And so we're hoping to see what the assumptions are and what the data is. But at this point in time, we have not.
So I just want to be clear for our audience, sir. You've got a governor of a state that is making executive orders, stay-at-home orders, that right now is cratering your economy. We don't know what data is being used, and yet you, as a state senator, as a doctor, have not seen that data that's being used for our governor to make these decisions.
No, we have not. And
does that not concern you? I mean, shouldn't the people of Minnesota be screaming right now?
Well, I think, you know, Minnesota nice. We want to be good soldiers in that. But I think that people are starting to say, hold it now. We need to have a deeper understanding of this, and we're not getting it. I think that, well, in Minnesota, as a physician, I received an email last week from the Department of Health coaching me on how to fill out death certificates. And I've never really received coaching from the vital statistics agency in terms of how to do a death certificate. But basically, I felt like they were saying, you know, you don't have to have a confirmed laboratory test for COVID-19 in order to make the death certificate be COVID-19.
Sir, I don't mean to interrupt you, but that and what you just said, I think is critically important. Can you repeat what you just said, please?
Well, last Friday, I received a 7-page document that sort of told me that if I had an 86-year-old patient that had pneumonia but was never tested for COVID-19, but sometime after she came down with pneumonia, we learned that she had been exposed to her son, who had no symptoms, but later on was identified with COVID-19, that it would be appropriate to diagnose on the death certificate COVID-19. Now, we've not done that. If someone has the pneumonia and it's in the middle of a flu epidemic, and I don't have a test on influenza, I don't diagnose influenza on the death certificate. I will say this elderly patient,
sir,
died of pneumonia.
I don't mean to interrupt you, but I my heart is sinking right now as you're telling me this. You're a doctor. Why in the world would they be sending you out information to fill out death certificates, whether the person's been diagnosed with COVID-19 or not, but then to say in the death certificate this person's death was caused by COVID-19? That does not sound right to me.
I went to the person in our office who does most of the death certificates over the last, you know, 10, 20 years, and I said, does this sound right? I had her look at the documents that I printed off, and she said, well, we've always been told that you always put down just facts. You don't put down any probabilities. You don't put any presumptions down. It's just what you know. And so this is concerning, and it actually gets to your point, Chris. When we start talking about the data that goes into the modeling, we have to ask ourselves a question. Are we being forthright? Are we sharing with the public? Minnesota, North Dakota, we don't need to be having it sugar-coated. We want to know what's going into your modeling.
So with that being said, why would they want to skew the number of deaths due to COVID-19?
Well, fear is a great way to control people, and I worry about that. I worry that sometimes we're so darn interested in just jazzing up the fear factor that, you know, sometimes people's ability to think for themselves is paralyzed if they're frightened enough. And that's not where I want people to be. I want people to say, we're going to get through this. I'm going to use my head. I'm going to go to different sources. I'm going to listen to different sources. And I'm going to think for myself, because that's what America's about.
Senator, if you don't mind, after this interview, if you can send me that 7-page document. And just for clarity, you were sent a 7-page document by who again?
The Department of Health.
Department of Health saying, hey, fill this out, whether they test positive for COVID. That is stunning, sir. So Governor Wallace had his conference call today. One of the things he mentioned is he's going to lay out, it sounds like, some ideas or a plan tomorrow about his statewide stay-at-home order.
There we go. You know, there's so much of that going on, and the doctors are almost afraid to say anything. Like, this is unusual, this is strange, because they know they put themselves in jeopardy with their licensing and that. But it's kind of amazing how many doctors have actually put that out there. And by the way, the frontline doctors have a new website, I guess, where they're writing out the scripts for yeah, that, you know that.
Yeah, the chloroquine. Hydrochloroquine.
My brain is toast. I've got very little sleep this week. Sorry. Yeah.
Well, I read something yesterday that Fauci has known since 1995 that chloroquine has been effective against the coronavirus that's new now.
Yeah, but I always go to Hitler for my...
Yeah, there's a video...
medical advice.
OAN, the new news station, put out a video... And this title of the video is CDC admits that at least 96% of COVID deaths were counted wrong. 96% were counted wrong. That was just a few days ago.
But everybody's still in fear. And, you know, look at the facts. When they say your business is going to be fined, when they say all these things, there hasn't been a decision that's come down where somebody didn't win in court, the very few that actually made it to court. That's huge. Do people realize that? I don't think they do. Look, we're this whole nightmare. There's new, as of the 26th, coming into the country, you have to have a COVID test. Going to another country, you got to have a COVID test negative. And then flying domestic flights, there are certain states now that have this new, you know, they either recommend quarantining or they're starting to demand that people come into their state and do certain things when they get there. And Oregon, by the way, trying to pass a law today where the government can seize any private property in the state of emergency. I know my state's in a state of emergency again today with an endless time frame. And your state probably is too, because they're getting all that cash. My state gets $94,000 per test. I went through and did that, and I'm telling you, it's pretty sad. Pretty sad. By the way, you can go to America's with an S, Frontline Doctors with an S. americasfrontlinedoctors.com. And if you're really worried, you can actually, they have vaccine information, which is not vaccine, it's a gene therapy shot. They also have all kinds of things there and help you to get chloroquine. Anyway, hydroxychloroquine.
Yeah,
isn't that what it is?
That's it. Okay. Hydroxychloroquine.
Sorry, lots of terms today I've been reading. So, America's Frontline Doctors with an S .com.
You know, there's a law actually that says that the states cannot interfere with private travel from state to state in the United States.
Yeah, but under emergency, they can. They think that they can get away with
anything. Well, they think
anything.
Under emergency lets them off the hook.
Yes, so they're
going to
keep us in a constant state of emergency.
There was actually a case about this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah?
Yep.
Okay. Well
actually,
we're not going to elaborate.
Well, there's been several going back all the way to 1869.
But, yeah.
But in every case, the court agreed that the right to travel is a fundamental right.
No, I agree. We're supposed to have that. Right.
Well, this is a way around that.
Yeah. If you want to be united, let's be united in that way. The states, United States of America. Not in the Joe Biden, forget that we stole the country and we're taking it down in a color revolutionary kind of unity. Unity of propaganda is what he's all about. And the healing of America from the fraud that they just perpetrated on America. Alrighty then, we'll be right back and we're going to be taking your calls. You're not going to want to miss this next hour. This will lift your spirits. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com.